Okay, our second patient is a gynecological patient. She's a 35-year-old multiparous woman with a 3-month history of dysmenorrhea and menometrorrhagia. On first evaluation for this, a pap test was done showing some dysplastic cells, so mild cervical dysplasia was what the cytologist read out. Of course, this led to a colposcopy, and the report says cervix visualized without evidence of scar or polyps. Transition zone between cervical glandular tissue and squamous tissue visualized after application of acetic acid solution. Curette used to collect endometrial biopsy from cervical canal and uterine surface. This came back from pathology as mildly hypertrophic endometrial tissue consistent with menstrual cycle dates. Since this patient had a dilatation and curettage previously for similar symptoms, she elected to have an endometrial ablation using cryosurgery. This will render temporary amenorrhea without inducing a surgical menopause. If instead surgery, such as a hysterectomy with bilateral salpingo-oophorectomy, was done to relieve this disruptive bleeding, she would be at that point hypoestrogenic and require hormone replacement therapy with estrogen and progesterone. If she needed HRT and did not receive it, the risk increases for cardiovascular disease, osteopenia, even leading to the point of frank osteoporosis, labile moods, thermal instability, and sleep disturbance. Okay, thank you, everyone.